Welcome to the Yom Yerushalmi. We're holding in Shmi's Daf Memvov in the Oiz V'Adar edition, Perek Shishi in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting off with Amud Beis in the bottom. So we're still discussing which areas are considered to be Eretz Yisrael and which are not. Says the Gemara, Rav Ze'eiro Ozor L'chamoso de Pachal. He went to this area. V'avachami garbei yoiv lebar midiklah yo de bovel. He saw himself, he saw that he already reached beyond the area of Diklah de bovel. And he wanted to know, he was a Kohen. He didn't want to go to Chutz Arutz. He wasn't sure, am I in Eretz Yisrael or am I in Chutz Arutz? Says the one of Mavo Udalef, Sholach Shol Lav Chayo Barvo, Letrein Benuri de Rav Yasser. So he has a Chayo Barvo, who has the two sons of Rav Yasser, the Doma, the place called Doma. Amilaini Higan Kainayi Mati Ataman. Told him the Kohanim go till there, meaning it's not considered to be Chutz Arutz. Or at least it's not considered to be a place where there's too much Eretz Ham. So the Quranim asked Rabbi Yochanan, "Ahen chuto de nove? This area called chuto de nove, is that considered to be chuto atzanat?" Omar Rabbi Yochanan b'shem Chunyo de Bras Choylon. He said the name of Chunyo of the place called Bischoren. Nage kanayo mati ad dori. The Quranim walked even further than that, till the place called Dario. Ahen chuto de Btsirayo ad de Partiso. And then this extension that comes from Bet Sirayo, they go until the place called Paradiso. In other words, that's all the areas. It doesn't have too much Eretz Ha'am. Omar Avo, yesh ayaros shekusim shenagu behem heter mimei Yeshua binun vehem mutaris. There are areas at the time of Yeshua binun, they don't do ma'aser, and that's the halacha, they're mutar. Abesi ba'i me'atos, Abesi asked, according to this, lo yachush shekoyanim al chalosom, according to that, if the Kohanim should not have an issue with chalo, thinking of chalo, you're always very careful not to get tumo. But if this is chutz l'aretz, anyway, it's tameh, so there's no point of being so careful not to be tameh. But we see Rabbanan very careful with the chalo over there. Says the Gemara, Omar, Yudu ben Pazi, loy begin mil sadat omar. Not because what you said, that it's chutz l'aretz. El begin doi chalatatun machuso biyodo. According to Rav Chaim, the pshat is, because when they conquered it, they didn't conquer it fully. There was a kibush, but they didn't completely conquer the area they controlled 100%. Says the Gemara of Yoisa Shoma de Ases Ime Lebutsho. So we saw this story also in Maseches Brochus. Yoisa heard that his mother came to a place called Butso, which was Chutz L'aretz. So Shaul Abirchon Malat says, as Abirchon, can I leave Eretz Yisrael to go to Chutz L'aretz to go greet my mother? If it's because there's a danger in the way, and you have to make sure that your mother comes with in peace, should not be sakaras the fashas, then you could go before it causes sakaras the fashas. If you're going because of the kavod ha'em, kibud ha'em, and because of that you're going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Arutz, I'm not sure if that trumps the tumas Eretz Yisrael, tumas Eretz Ha'amim, to become tummy to go out to Chutz Arutz if you are a kohen. According to Rav Chaim, right now we skip, we go to the next sentence and go to this sentence. So the Gemara says now, Atra Chaloi, he nudged him, Rabbi Yochanan, Fomar Kamarto, let's say, it's Tovah B'Sholem. If you really want to go, okay, you could go, I'm giving you a bracha to go B'Sholem. So says the Gemara, I'll go back a sentence, Omar Shul Ba'i Vitzrok, Odit Srichos Rabbi Yochanan. He says, I'm not so comfortable that Rabbi Yochanan said you're allowed to go out. He was nudging Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you wanted to go, you could go. But I don't think Rabbi Yochanan made his decision that you could go out to Chutz Arutz. Shomar Ablozo V'Omar Ein Rishus G'doy L'Mizu. So Ablozo, no. If Rabbi Yochanan says, Tzeh B'Shalom, that means he gave permission to go out to Chutz Arutz to greet the mother. Shem Elokei Shalom Chanino. He asked Rabbi Chanino, HaKoyne B'Omoyin U'Moyav Mau. Meaning the east side of Eretz Yisrael, that's where Amon U'Moyav, is it Chayav and Ma'isos or not? As Rabbi Chaim says, the question is, in Mizmidur Reis, is Chayav and Ma'isos or not? Omol Anilo Shema'atiyah Me'abchi HaGodol. I didn't hear Abchi HaGodol anything about Amon U'Moyav. I heard about the southwest side of Eretz Yisrael, the area of Ashkelon, that from Parshas Ashkelon Lachutz, you don't have to do Tshuvas or Maisus. Says the Gemara of Ikasha, do Shaul Lehado, Omar Lehado. He asked him about the east side, about Amon Amoyev, and he's answering about the west side regarding Ashkelon. Why is he not answering about his question? Answering what the Mavon would base, and he'll begin the lays of Chanina Omar Milo, the Loshoma Min Yomoy. Chanina never said something he did not hear from his Rebbe. So therefore, he did not know the answer on Amon Amoyev. Or begin the loy mefkite rikan, and because he didn't want to give him nothing, begin kach shal le'ado megiv le'ado. That's why he asked him about Amon Amoyev. He says, I don't know an answer, but I'll tell you about Ashkelon, which is a different area. Hemshim melokish ozol lebutsho. He came to the area called Butsho. Again, speaking about the same city that we spoke about before. Also in the Gabe, they came to him. Amrilei, they told him, Chamilon, please show us, Barnash, Dorish is a Darshan, Dayan is a Dayan, Sotha is a Sofer, Chazen can be a Chazen, Ovid called Sochinon. In other words, we want somebody who will take care of all the spiritual needs of our city. Cholo Chad Bavloi, he sees this Bavli. Amrilei, Chamis Lachad Atatoim, do you want to be the Rav in the city? Do you want to be the one in charge? Also, Gabe Rabbi Yochanan, this Bavli, this Babylonian person, came in front of Rabbi Yochanan and asked him, should I go there? Omalei mean Bavli le Bavli. He says, yeah, you're anyway from Bavli. You live in Chutz Laretz. So you can go to Butzra as well. Because you can go from one place in Chutz Laretz to another place in Chutz Laretz. Omalei Yaakov Abo mean Mado, my Rabbi Yochanan mean Bavli le Bavli. The fact that Rabbi Yochanan says go from Bavli to Bavli. Hada Omra, according to Shomani Mishchaim. You see that Rabbi Yochanan considers Butzra to be Chutz Laretz. And anybody who buys this field over there is not Chayav, it's Rubus Ramashis. Says in 1 second, V'chitzur einu also lech l'shom, V'akoyin l'shom einu mischayev. We mentioned earlier about Tzur, that Tzur is considered to be not Eretz Yisrael, it's kibush yochit, if you're not allowed to go there because of Tumas Eretz Amin, but still you have in Maishas. So the fact that you're allowed to go there from Chutzaretz to Chutzaretz, I mean, we consider to be Chutzaretz, and only Bnei Chutzaretz can go there, not Bnei Eretz Yisrael, doesn't mean there's no Tumas Maishas. Says the Gemara, now we have two Gersos over here. The first Gersos, the Gersos that we have here in the Gemara, the way the Maharaj Puldo explains it. He says, Ashkach Tani, we found the Braisa. Simen le'omon u'moyev u'l'eret Yisrael. We want to know the difference between Amon and Moyev and Mitzrayim. What's a chiluk? Shtei rotzos. There's two different types of halachas there. Akaz nechels v'nevedes. One of them, you can eat the pears of Shemitah, has no Kedusha Shviz, and you can work the land of Shemitah. I mean, there's no Shemitah at all. That is Mitzrayim. And one, you can eat, you don't have Kedusha Shemitah on the fruits, but you're not allowed to work the land on Shemitah. And that's Amon Amoyev. So Amon Amoyev have a little more Kedusha than Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim has no Kedusha at all. Amon Amoyev has some Kedusha. Now Batsra is a city in Moyev. So you see from here, it has some Kedusha to it, and therefore it's Chayav and Maestris. According to Abchaim's Girso, the bride is not saying Simen L'Amon Amoyev, but Samuch L'Amon Amoyev. What's next to the area of Amon Amoyev and Eretz Yisrael? You have what you have over there in that area. You have shtei rotzos. Akas nechels v'nevedis. One is a din of chutzaretz, completely chutzaretz. You can eat the pear shvitz and you can do the work at shvita. Va'achas loy nechels v'loy nevedis. One has a full kedusha. It has full kedusha shvita. The fruits are kadosh and the area you can work. Meaning, there's no three lands like we had earlier in the perek that you say there's a middle place. In around Amon Amoyev, it's either Eretz Yisrael fully or not Eretz Yisrael at all. So according to this, and now there will be another raya, this area is Eretz Yisrael, because the part which has any type of Kedusha has full Kedusha to it, and therefore it's Chayav Maishas as well. The Gemara brings one more line regarding this idea of Butzro. So the Gemara in this, we're using the Gersa of Chaim, Sova Rishlokish Meimar et Betzer Bamidbar. When it says in the Pasuk Betzer Bamidbar, that is Butzro. And that's Eretz Yisrael. Shol Abirchon Yas Abirchonam, V'Homer Lei Betzer Lav Butzro. Betzer is not Butzro. It's two different places. So this Betzer every Ayad has a din of Eretz Yisrael. Butzro is not. So according to this, Abirchon is one who says Butzro is Chutz Laretz, has a din of Chutz Laretz, you treat like Chutz Laretz. And Mishlokish at least, the Butzro is part of Eretz Yisrael. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Shviz Daf Mem Vov.